This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The auto industry has more or less dealt with its supply chain problems, its pandemic shortage of chips, but now it may have a new problem coming its way, less demand from consumers. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Auto sales in 2022 were, in a word, abysmal, according to Jessica Caldwell, executive director of Insights at Edmunds.
Sales were quite low. They hadn't been that low in a very long time, mostly because of the inventory shortage that has been ongoing for quite some time.
Analysts say the supply picture looks better for the year ahead, with more vehicles available for people who want them. But will those customers show up? The answer to that depends on the economy, says Charlie Chesbro, senior economist at Cox Automotive.
We're already seeing a relatively weak new and used vehicle market. But if we did see a full-blown recession with rising job losses and higher interest rates, all of that would be a very big headwind for the vehicle market.
Policymakers have tried to tamp down inflation by raising those interest rates.
They've really had an impact for vehicle buyers, and it's starting to make affordability an even greater issue. Monthly payments are starting to rise.
That's also due to higher manufacturing costs, Chesbro says. 2023 looks likely to be a year of transition on many fronts for the industry. That includes the kinds of cars Americans buy. Cox Automotive is projecting that this year, for the first time, the number of electric vehicles sold in the U.S. will surpass 1 million. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.